Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition of Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Akilah Ali, and this is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, headquartered at 2435 West 71st Street. To learn more about CRO and the audio that are played on this show, you can visit us at CROE.org. I like to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who appeared in person as Master Farad Muhammad, and that most certainly the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his last and greatest messenger. I greet the listening audience again with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. I would be remiss if I did not thank the co-founders of this great organization that allow me to provide this wonderful audio, and that is Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Saeed Muslim, and our business manager. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, Brother Munir Muhammad. I would like for us to continue our study of the Theology of Time lecture series. So I'm going to pick up where we left off last week. Without further ado, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
We want to know what we're going to, where we're headed to. Since the white man have rose up among us and claimed that he has the right religion, I want to know, Mr. Devil, who you think that you could fool in the way of religion while you're blinding your people's eyes to the knowledge of the religion of the prophet. No, I'd love to get after this devil. Yeah. Peacefully tell us to believe and follow Jesus. How about Moses? He don't teach you to follow Moses. He said Jesus. Well, what did God give to Joseph or Moses? Was Moses' religion different from Jesus? No, you said it, no. Well, what was this? Tell us the name of these two great prophets' religion. And he will tell you Jesus. So what about Moses' people? Did they go to hell? Talk back to him. You will find he will run from you. Chase him with truth. The God that taught me, he calls him the skunk of the planet Earth. Don't get scared, brother. I'm going to hold you. Oh, yeah, you start running out of here, I'm going to hold you. So don't get afraid. I've been here 40 years teaching this thing. He is so weak and so filthy that God calling the scum of the planet Earth. Look at what he's doing. Look at him now going nude. This just system of scum. Taking your wives and daughters, stripping them off, parading them up and down the street. All of your knowledge spent trying to make and model a nice, respectful daughter. He go out there and make them disrespectful. Pulling off her clothes. Throwing her shame up and down to the public. The Holy Quran says he pulled off their clothes and showed the nation their shame. Believe it or not, but you can walk out the door and see. They're out there doing that. Or maybe she may come in your own house. You don't have to walk nowhere. Just look what he did for your daughter. Your wives made them pull off their clothes and made them to like it. I'm only telling you the truth. I'm not saying it. What a preacher, Baptist, a messenger, Catholic, look like preaching to you decently, and that city's daughter with nearly all of her clothes off. Just think of it. Any of you preachers, if you're in here, follow the white man to pull in your wife and your daughter's clothes off to the public. You need to go back and ask God. I think you made a mistake if you sent me. You said God sent me. But I said, go back and tell him that he made a mistake. No minister of any religion will allow another people to pull his wife and daughter's clothes off and make them walk in the public nude almost. You would never be able to convert me. No. Because you should pray. Do like the preacher in the jungle of Africa and Australia and other far off Pacific Islands. Preach for the Sabbath to hide his nakedness. This is the first preaching we give to a Sabbath. To cover your nakedness. But you here in what is called civilization. Think of civilization. You'll say you are a civilized man. And that's your daughter and your wife walking out there in the street half nude. This is what we see in Africa. In certain spots. Yeah, I've been there. I have traveled a little in Africa myself, and also in Asia. I'm not telling you something wrong. I'm telling you what I know, and if you've been there, you will bear me witness. Yes, that you saw the thing. It's ugly looking. Wives sitting down on the shade tree with her body near nude, with her baby nursing from it, as though this is the right civilization. We got to civilize people. We got to go to Africa. We don't consider the jungles of Africa people anything for us to follow, to be taught. Be taught what kind of way? If you are not civilized, you can't lead a civilized person. Talk back if you are able. I've been around a little myself. And I know what you have. Not guessing, but I know from actual things. If you tell me to go to Africa, I will go there. But don't tell me to go there to be civilized. I'm already civilized, and I'm ready to civilize Africa. But some of us rise up, boasting of Africa. I said, first get civilized and go there and civilize Africa.
That's right.
Then I said, we all is together in civilization. As you see the drawings at the head of our paper, Muhammad speaks. He speaks too. We love Africa people like we love you in a way. Not quite as much, because they've been free and they left England, Germany, and other Europeans. People go over there and rob them, push them back in the jungle, and taking over their country. I dare us to get a country. They said they won't push us over out of it. I'm only pressing you up on this simple thing. We love Africa. That's why I have our hands joined on the upper part of our paper. This is just what we want to do with Africa. We want to make Africa our business. But Africa cannot lead us until they themselves have become perfect civilized. What God has taught me is a perfect civilizing people. It is not something that you could add to make it civilized. It's perfect civilized teaching. To civilize any savage, regardless of where it comes from. I have been visited by many Africans, many of them, right here in Chicago, at my home, 4047 Woodlawn. They come to me and they are happy to meet me. And I'm happy to meet them. They are many fine scholars and scientists in Africa. But in all of their knowledge that they have, it is not from the right source. White man have taught them. They have some of their ancient teachings, but now it must be replaced for the new wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that is brought forth to liberate the black man all over the earth. And that knowledge is here with me. This I don't say criticizing no one. I want to join hands with you and be your brother. But not with that which England, Dutch, and these other slave-making rascals.
Yes, sir, your father.
They give you their knowledge to enslave you, like they did here in America, Africa. Anyone come from out of the country of America, see you acting a little foolish, ignorant, they jump on you and rob you.
That's right.
And yet doesn't give you nothing to relieve you of the robber that you was born under, brought up in his kitchen. But I'm here to fight any robber. As the Bible teach you of me, and you thought it was the Jesus back there 2,000 years ago, but it's Elijah. All before me was thieves and robbers. This means leadership.
Yes, sir.
That Jesus could not say all before him was thieves and robbers. Then he would have been classifying his prophets before him to be thieves and robbers. He could not have mentioned anything like that. But it's me. I'm the one that said that. And the spiritual and knowledge of the prophets that wrote it, not before Jesus. Those were prophets before him, and not thieves and robbers. But thieves and robbers was before me. Robbing you of all they could. Very black leaders come before you without robbing you. Most all of them, they always look to see how heavy your pocket is. And they set out to rob you. I see how empty your pocket is. I set out to put something in it. That we are living in now is the judgment of the white folks. And America's number one place. God has made the whole world turn against America in order to destroy her. As Daniel says in the Bible prophesying of America, of the four beasts, think over four beasts is the name given to the four greatest government of the white man by the prophet. He didn't call them nothing but beasts. And now you want to call them angels, while the prophet calls them beasts. And that's not what they are. They got a human look, but their characteristics is a beast. You may not believe me, but the time will prove that I'm teaching you the truth. This particular drawing here that my son-in-law just did for you is found in the 1st and 10th chapter of Ezekiel. He said he saw in a vision a wheel in a wheel. It didn't come down to the earth. He said he saw it rose up from the earth. I want you to listen at me good.
Yes, sir.
As I thought that it would have been best
that.
My son-in-law saw me draw this wheel in Washington years ago, so he can draw it now better than I can. He don't add anything to it, but more perfection. He can draw better than I can. So Ezekiel, I'm about to lose my comfort here. So Ezekiel says that he saw in a vision a wheel in a wheel. Now you see only the outer of the great wheel that he said he saw. But he said he saw wheel in a wheel. Where is the other wheel, Ezekiel? Now, if Ezekiel saw any vision, prophets don't see visions of lies. Whenever they have a vision, it's the truth. He set a wheel in a wheel, and that this wheel rose up from the earth. He didn't say nothing about where it was made at on the earth, but he said a wheel rose up from the earth, and that it got so high it looked dreadful. That he said when he looked at it, he said, "Oh, wheel, oh, wheel. Wheel, wheel." So it must have been a great thing for Ezekiel to behold. A wheel, he said, got so high that it looked dreadful. And out of that wheel, he said, he saw something come down from it. And he called it, what is that thing called? He gave it a name, some kind of cherubim, and that we thought that he was talking about angel, but that is not angel. No, that was another plane coming out of this plane. This is a plane here that measures, Almighty God taught me, of 1/2 mile by 1/2 mile. That's a mighty wheel. And that when it flies over the place where it's going to drop from out of it, he sends one of the planes like this one coming out of. Then he drops the bomb out of that plane on the earth. And that that bomb that he dropped out have a bomb inside of the bomb. That, and then it have on in that bomb a thing made kind of like a earth drill that you see people drilling out here in the streets. You have that type, but it's so much more powerful. It comes down from this plane, drops it on the earth, and when it strikes the earth, a motor goes off in it, and it takes this bomb here into the earth, something like a mile before she explodes. And that bomb has a steel drill that it can't batter, and it can't be stop until it get a mile. That step, then the explosion goes on, and it would have 100% dynamite in it, while we are using 70% on Earth there with us. But God taught me that they have 100% this type of bomb that they drop on the Earth from a terrific height of what height the mountain is to be. If it's to be 2 miles high, they drop a bomb in the Earth to go down 2 miles into the depth of the Earth. Then she blew up a mountain 2 miles high. This bomb don't have that dreadful, this wheel does not have that dreadful bomb. These bombs will only go into the Earth, he said, 1 mile. They will go up a mile high, a mountain. This wheel here has 1,500 of those little planes you see the brother has made on it. It has 1,500 of them on it to drop off on America. They will take a height over North America, and they will drop off these bombs, and they will save 3 of these bombs to drop on England. They will drop the other 3 on England, which will only take just 3 of them to rip England apart. I'm not trying to frighten you to believe. That's immature of me. I'm only telling you what was told to me by God to tell you before these things take place. This plane here, I guess my speaker don't want me to talk to it. This plane here will make one trip across America and drop her bomb, and that when she drops one, she knows the distance of which the explosion will take effect. Then just 3 of these planes will be sent to the British Isles to take care of England. Believe what I'm saying, or wait around a few days.
I sound like brothers and sisters. That was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Theology of Time lecture series took place in 1972 between the months of June and October. Ezekiel's will is real, as taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it will be coming, as he stated. Just keep living a few days longer, and you will get to experience the realness of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As he stated, this is taught to him by Almighty God in person, Master Farah Muhammad, and those of us who believe and want to share with those who do not know. So again, if you would like to learn more about the lecture series, Theology of Time, or any other teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, feel free to reach out to Crowe at CROE.org or 773-925-1600. I look forward to bringing more content to you from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I leave you as I greeted you with the preceding words of peace. As-salamu alaykum.